Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. O God, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
We praise your name, O God.
By word and water, God renews us this day in the living fountain of God's grace and raises us with Christ Jesus to live a new life in the Spirit.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, O God, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days.
Morning Canticle, the second song of Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found.
Call upon him when he draws near.
Let the wicked forsake their ways.
And the evil ones their thoughts.
And let them turn to the Lord.
And he will have compassion.
And to our God, for he will richly pardon.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
Nor your ways my ways, says the Lord.
For as the heavens are higher than the earth,
so are my ways higher than your ways,
and my thoughts than your thoughts.
For as rain and snow fall from the heavens,
and return not again, but water the earth,
bringing forth life and giving growth,
seed for sowing and bread for eating.
So is my word that goes forth from my mouth.
It will not return to me empty,
but it will accomplish that which I have purposed and prosper in that for which I sent it.
The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Dawn from on high, your light illumines all our days. Awaken us to your visitations throughout this day. Be merciful in us for the sake of others. Make us fearless when confronting injustice and need, that we may give you glory in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 119, verses 41 through 48. Do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your ordinances. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have an answer for those who taunt me, for I trust in your word. Do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your ordinances. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. I shall walk at liberty, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your decrees before kings, and shall not be put to shame. I find my delight in your commandments because I love them. I revere your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God now and forever. Do not take the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for my hope is in your ordinances.
Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. A man came to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? Only God is good. If you want to have eternal life, you must obey his commandments." "Which ones?" the man asked. Jesus answered, "Do not murder, be faithful in marriage, do not steal, do not tell lies about others, respect your father and mother, and love others as much as you love yourself. The young man said, I have obeyed all of these. What else must I do? Jesus replied, if you want to be perfect, go sell everything you own, give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and be my follower. When the young man heard this, he was sad because he was very rich. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Canticle of Zechariah. We bless you, Adonai, God of Israel, for you come to visit us and ransom us from bondage. You have brought forth a strong deliverer in the house of your child David. This is what your holy prophets announced, deliverance from enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Mercy among our ancestors and remembrance of your holy covenant. This is the promise you swore to our ancestor Abraham, to make us unafraid, to rescue us from our enemies, to serve before you, holy and just, all the days of our lives. And this, my little child, shall be called prophet of the Most High, going before you, Adonai, to prepare your paths, making your people know deliverance by the forgiveness of their sins. Through your merciful compassions, God, our God, the dawn from on high shall visit us to shine on those kept in dungeons and the shadows of death, and to guide our feet onto the path of peace. Glory to you, O Trinity, most holy and blessed, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Commemoration, Simon and Jude. In ecclesiastical commemoration, the apostles Simon and Jude have been traditionally coupled together in the West, probably due to a 6th-century tradition that has them traveling together to Persia after suffering martyrdom there. This date may be the date on which their remains were translated to St. Peter's in Rome in the 7th or 8th century. Collect for Simon and Jude. O God, we thank you for the glorious company of the apostles, and especially on this day for Simon and Jude. And we pray that, as they were faithful and zealous in their mission, so we may, with ardent devotion, make known the love and mercy of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. The Holy One be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray.
Prayer for recovery of sickness. O God, the strength of the weak and in the comfort of sufferers, mercifully accept our prayers and grant to those we pray for this day the help of your power, that their sickness may be turned into health and our sorrow into joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Prayer for church musicians and artists. O God, whom saints and angels delight to worship in heaven, be ever present with your servants who seek through art and music to perfect the praises offered by your people on earth, and grant to them, even now, glimpses of your beauty, and make them worthy at length to behold it unveiled forevermore. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Collect of the Week. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, and that we may obtain what you promise, make us love what you command, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Prayers for prisons and correctional institutions. Lord Jesus, for our sake, you are condemned as a criminal. Visit our jails and prisons with your pity and judgment. Remember all prisoners and bring the guilty to repentance and amendment of life according to your will, and give them hope for their future. When any are held unjustly, bring them release. Forgive us and teach us to improve our justice. Remember those who work in these institutions. Keep them humane and compassionate, and save them from becoming brutal or callous. And since what we do for those in prison, O Lord, we do for you, constrain us to improve their lot. All this we ask for your mercy's sake. Amen.
Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. God be in your head and in your understanding. God be in your eyes and in your looking. God be in your mouth and in your speaking. God be in your heart and in your thinking. God be at your end and at your departing. Amen.
Amen.